Okay, today's daf is Psachim daf Tzadi Aleph. Tzadi Aleph, we are on Tzadi Amibes, the last word, the Mishnah. But first, a couple of Haaris. We had to go through the end of yesterday's daf quickly. Just 3 points I wanted to mention. I mentioned quickly the tshuva that Rav Ovadia has in, it's in Yechaved Das, Chelik Dalet, Simen Nunches. If Kohanim are allowed to go into Maras Machpela or Kever Rachel or other Kivros Tzadikim. So he quotes many different sources. The one of them was Pesach Sheni, which was on yesterday's daf, but many sources which tell us that there is an Isser, there is Tumah, even by Tumah Tzadikim, even though they are obviously holy and kadosh, but there's still Tumas Meis, and that's the Gemara from yesterday, Pesach Sheni, Nosei Arono She Yosef Atzadik, Milono Godom Yosef Atzadik. The Gemara Ba'avasra Daf and Ches tells us that Rabbi Bena'a used to go around being Mitzayin Kivrei Avos, even though they're Mitami Ba'ohel. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, even when the Min, the heretic, asks one of the Amoraim, if your God is a Kohen, how could he become Tahar after he buried Moshe Rabbeinu? And Tosfos there says, "Aye, how did he even become Tamei in the first place?" But you see there, Moshe Rabbeinu is becoming, creates Tumah. See, either way, that's for sure. Ruba the Ruba of the sources. There's one or two sources. There's a Tosfos that Reb Chaim Cohen says that if he would have been around at the time of Rabbeinu Tam's Ptira, he would have been Mitami himself. But the pashtus is that there is Tumas Ohel even by Tzadikim. So then the whole second half of the tshuva is, what about Maras Machpelah? Do you consider it a kever or not? So he notes that there are those that are Mekel. He himself is Machmir. V'lefichach mitzvah lochiach lakonim acharedim l'dvar Hashem b'amira ne'ima l'bal yikansu atzman b'safik isr tomadar raisa u'lechalal kedushas kuhunasam. So he says his opinion is not, or the poskim that are more Mekel, but this is regarding Maras Machpelah and Kever Rachel and the like. Number one. Number two, we spoke about Tvul Yom a lot on yesterday's daf, relating to what one has to do. Is one just waiting for the sunset? Does one still have to go to the mikvah? Does one have to bring a carbon by a mechusri kapara? So we always like to mention the thought of the Egle Tal, the Agdam of the Egle Tal, the Avnei Nezer. He writes, quoting his father, that he says, Ben Yechabed Av in the Hakdama to my Sefer. So I just want to write the thought that he taught me relating to Tumas Erev, relating to a Tvul Yom. If you think about it, it's pretty amazing that this is the first Mishnah in Shas. The first Mishnah in Shas starts teaching us the halachas of Tvul Yom. Kriya Shema, but what does it say? Me'emas Ikoran Shema Baris, Mishash Akoran Mechazim, Lechal Trumasam. When they could go at night and eat their Truma, which is a Tvul Yom. Says the Avnei Nezer, the Inyan Harev Shemesh. What's the quality? What is the message of Harev Shemesh? It's Richa Torah. Da'afta Acher Shetaval, even after one goes to the mikvah, and even though we learned in yesterday's daf that they might even shech the Karim Pesach for you, but you still can't eat it now, even though you have nothing left to do. Mikal Malkom. Me'acher Shahaya Tame Ba'oso Yom. Since you were Tame on that day, Nishar Bo Roshem Tuma Kol Hayom. The Roshem sticks with you. Ubahariv Shemesh, Sheba Yom Acher, Shelohaya Botuma Nisalik Amarishima. Only when the sun sets that it's a new day, then the mark is also gone. The Kasher Hu Betuma, and he says if that applies to Tuma, Kain Hu Le'umaso Bekedusha, the same thing with Kedusha. And that is, Kishamakaba Lava Macha Shemayim Shachris, once we are Makaba, once we say Kriyashma in the morning, even though afterwards, Afsha Akagach, Ein Mach Shavaso Bazeh, even though we're not thinking about a Kaddish Baruch Hu directly all day, because makom nishar bo roshem kabbalas omach l'shamayim kol hayom uba'erev sheba yom acher at night nistalik amarishim, and therefore we have to do it again, and then we go to sleep during the at night. So even though it's the same halachic day, we have to say it again, and that is why we don't have kriya shema by mincha. But either way, says the Avnei Nezer, that is the message of Tzvul Yom and the connection between Tzvul Yom and kriya shema, why it is in the beginning of Shas. And just to mention the last point, which is the last few lines that we had to go through, and that is on a Daraisa level, we know there's a difference between Nida and Zava in terms of when they must be Tovelis. A Nida cannot be Tovelis until after her 7 days. She goes to the mikveh that night, and then she can be with her husband. The Gemara mentioned that she didn't have Harev Shemesh. You don't need Harev Shemesh to be with her husband, but she would need Harev Shemesh for Karban Pesach. And that's why a Nida on her day 8 which is Erev Pesach, which would be the only way that she can partake. While a Zava, on a Daraisa level, could go to the mikvah during day 7. She just has to wait to make sure that she doesn't have another Re'iyah later on. It has to be Shiva Nikiyim. What about Bizman HaZeh? As we mentioned many times, came up a couple weeks ago, Bizman HaZeh, all women are considered Zava and Gedolas. Zavas, Chumra de Rabbi Zera, even if she sees a Tipas Tam Kachardal. And we hold, though, that the tefillah is done at night after day 7. So we're machmer on both sides. We treat everyone like a zava, but we also wouldn't allow a daytime tefillah. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeyan, Kuf Tzadi Zayin, Ein hanida v'hazava v'hayoledes, olos v'tumasan, below tefillah. Shafilo achar kamashanim, chayiv kares, habal achazir. If a woman doesn't go to the mikvah, even 4 years later, she's still in a state of iser kares. El emke tavlu kara'uy, the mikvah haraui, only if she's tovelas in a proper mikvah. Shulchan Aruch says in Siv Gimel, Asura litbol biyom zayin. It's Asura. It's asur for her to be tovelas on day 7. Right, day 7, not allowed to. Right, the Shach talks about what if it's close, samach lechashecha, she comes later, it sounds like it's all asur. And the Rav Shulchan Aruch adds, v'afilu mamtenes bilitbol ad yom ches, otes eini yichol litbol biyom, mishum srach bita. Oh, even what if it's day 8 or day 9? So then already on a Daraisa level, there's no problem, there's nothing here. The whole thing is not on a Daraisa level, because the whole thing is a Chumra of Chumra de Rabbi Zera. But either way, we do not allow daytime tefillahs because of Srach Bita. What is Srach Bita? See, in the Shulchan Aruch, it explains it. You don't have to look in the Mefarshim. Pirish, Davuk Habas v'kurvasa la'asos k'maiso aim shetitbo b'yom kamohu v'lo tavchin she'ima la'achar shiva tova v'lo b'shvi yatzmo. Because why? She might have a daughter, she might have someone who knows that she's going to the mikvah. They'll see she goes by day. Oh, I didn't know you're allowed to do tefillah by yom. And she might end up doing tefillah by yom, even though the mother was doing it on day 8. And while the daughter, or whoever it was doing it earlier on day 7. And it applies even if there is no daughter, and even if it's gzera lo plug, that's the case. The only time is where it's an impossible situation. The Shulchan Aruch says, Hecha Dika Ones. What if it's freezing at night? And a woman can't go out. Opachad ganavim, where it's dangerous at night. Osha Sogrin, Shari Hayir, what if the gates of the city are going to be closed? Then we would allow day 8, not day 7, but day 8 tevila. We would allow if there's an one. So it comes up. I remember a couple of years ago, there was a certain city in Chutzlaris that had a curfew. Could be anywhere. I have a curfew on it, so you can't go out at night. The police don't let you out at night. So the poskim allowed tvila biyom ches, not on biyom zayin, biyom ches. They allowed it because of the ones situation. Right? That is the, that relates to the issues of tvila, of anida and a zava. Okay, we continue now with the last word on Sadi Amid Beis. Says the Mishnah, continuing, who is allowed to partake of the Korban Pesach and who is not? We have one and a half blot left to this eighth parak, which is all, the last blot and a half relating to Pesach, Korban Pesach. Because the next parak is all about Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is the ninth parak, and then Bezer Shem will get into Arvei Pesachim, which is all about the Seder and related halachas. Says the Mishnah, Ha'onein. Somebody, Rachman al-Slan, is an Onein. Who is an Onein? Somebody whose relative died, and we assume that means up until Kavura. Says Rashi here, Ha'onein, Shemesu Moto Lefanath. Kavura did not take place yet. Kidda Amrina Beshchitas Kachem Beperek Tvul Yom, like it says in the end of Mizrachim, Ezeo Onein, Kozman Shalo Nikbar. So we know Aninus is Da'oraisa. Avelus, we mentioned this a couple of days ago, Avelus is a Machlokas. Da'oraisa Drabanan, many Baalei HaTosfos hold that it's all Drabanan. There's no such thing as Avelus Da'oraisa. All Avelus is Drabanan, which then gets into the question of, so what about Simchas Yantiv? Is Simchas Yantiv Da'oraisa or Drabanan? That Simchas Yantiv breaks Avelus. But either way, Avelus is a machlokas. Baalei HaTosfos says Drabanan. The Rambam and the Rif both hold that Avelus Yom Rishon, if it's Yom Hamisa and Yom HaKvura the same day, is Da'oraisa. We quote a Rav Salvechik's Yartzeit Shir last week, relating that the Israeli may be Shem Echad. The Chiyav of Avelus starts at Misa, but there is a Ikuv, a Meniyah of Aninus. But either way, that's Rashi's shot here. Mesu Mutu Lefanef. Tosfos adds an important Ha'ara. Tosfos says that in his opinion, Banam Tosfos, Kagon, it must be that it became an Onein after Chatzos. On Erev Pesach. He became an Onein before Chatzos. He's already mufka from all mitzvos. And there's no chiyuv whatsoever in Karban Pesach. This is talking about whether he was already in the Parsha, and now he becomes an Onin. Rashi later on is not so clear about that, but Tosfos assumes that if you're Mufka at the time of the Chiyuv, then later on the Chiyuv does not come back. Right? This applies to Aninus in various contexts. If somebody becomes an Onin on Shabbos, they're not going to be Chayev to Daven Mayriv, and they're not going to make Havdalah, Bechulu. What do you have to make up then? Monday, let's say the Kfura happens, so we know that the Halacha is that you still have to make Havdalah. Because the Chiyuv of Havdalah continues. It's not a one-time Chiyuv, and you weren't Chayev at the beginning, so it's Mufka. No, you were Chayev till Tuesday evening. So if you had the Kvura, so then you're allowed to eat before the Havdalah, but then you have to Chayev to make Havdalah. But one does not make up Mayriv, even if the Kvura is the next morning, you don't have two Shachrises the next day, because you were Mufka from the Chayev. So in the case of Onein, Ha-Onein, if somebody's an Onein on Erev Pesach, V'ha-Mefakeach Es Agal, or someone is searching a construction site where there was a building that fell down and there might be somebody underneath and you don't know if he's dead or alive. So you have to look, pikuach nefesh. But you're not sure. If he's dead and you walked over him, then you became tamei ba'ohel. So you don't know. This person is unclear whether he's going to be ra'ui to eat the Karman Pesach. Or someone who they promised to set out of jail. He's in jail, and they said, Erev Pesach, he's going to get out. V'hachole v'hazakein, shehin yecholun le'echol kezayis, or a sick person, or an elderly man, or woman, who at least all these, they can eat a kezayis of the Erev Pesach, shochatin alehen. All these people you shout for, because the onein, you assume, is not going to be a problem tonight. Again, I forgot to finish my sentence before. Avelus is a machlokas daraisa derabanan. Aninus for sure is daraisa. It's a pasuk in Chumash by Aaron HaKohen. The question is Aninus Laila. The day of Aninus is for sure daraisa. The question is that night, do we say the Aninus Laila after the day, is that daraisa? That's a machlokas elsewhere in the Gemara. But that's Aninus. So all these people, we shech the Karman Pesach on as long as we assume that the person was not dead and he did not become tamei ba'ohel, and we assume he'll get out of jail and he'll stay sick and elderly, but he'll still be able to eat the Karman Pesach. Shochten aleihem. Al kulam, though, adds the Mishnah, ain't shochten aleihem befnei atzman. We don't make a chabura with just these types of people. Just cholim, just zakenim, just onanim. Shema yaviu et ha-pesach l'dipso. Because maybe it will be that there's a problem and the whole Pesach will have to get thrown out, will have to get burnt. So we'd rather not have that. If one person, two people are involved in the Karban Pesach, fine, but we'd rather not have it to the whole Karban Pesach because it's zilzel, and therefore we split them up. Lefichach im ira bahen psul, peter milatzes pesach sheni. In all these cases, if we find out later that they're unable to eat the Karban Pesach, meaning the kfura didn't happen yet, or he didn't get out of jail, or the chola can no longer eat a kezayis, they're still pater from doing pesach sheni, because at the time of the shchita zrika, the time of the avoda, they were ra'i, as we have mentioned. Chutz mefakeach begal shutame mitchilaso. Except that case, mefakeach begal, if you find that the guy is dead underneath, Rachmana Litzlan, so we assume that he was ma'ahil on him and became tame. Tosfos wonders, why do you say that? The last you heard from him, he was alive. Top Tosfos, Temelari. Mefakeach agal nami neema. Why don't we say chai havi kishi hiskel lefakeach? Why do we assume that he died back? Maybe he had a cheskas chayim. So the Gemara says, no. Tosfos says, v'yeshlomar tekiva de mitzao meis. Islam lemeimar shemitchilaso hayemes shakalatumos kishas mitziyasa. No, once we find that he died, we assume that he died at the original moment. Again, there's a reyasa here. You're right. There's a cheskes chayim. Normally, if a man makes a shliach to give his wife a get, the shliach can give it to the wife as long as he, even if he was chola, right? Maybe not a goseis, but as long as he was a chola, and for sure if he wasn't a chola, you assume he's alive. There's no reyasa there. But if the building fell on him, that loses the cheskes chayim, and therefore you have the different principle of kol hatumos kishas mitzi asan. You go, all tumas are like the moment that they are found. Also, discussion, is this Rishus HaRabim, is this Rishus HaYachin? Some of the Achronim discuss. You have the regular rules of Savik Tumah and Savik Tara in Yachid. There's a very crucial machlokes achronim. The Tzafes Paneach, the Rugged Shaver here, has a tremendous chiddush. The Rugged Shaver says that yechol lechol kezayis, so they can eat a kezayis. The Rugged Shaver suggests that even if they cannot eat a kezayis bechdei achilas pras, which is the normal time of a mitzvah's achila, somewhere between 3 and 9 minutes, depending on which sheet you hold, even if they can eat it, take them longer, it's still okay. Because what does the Torah say? V'achulas habasar b'layla zeh. It's a din in the layla. It's not a din in the in the achila, and therefore it is a mitzvah achila. But there's more flexibility. This achila is defined differently than other achilas, and therefore they have the whole night to eat it. The Menachas Chinuch assumes Dara Pashit against that. He doesn't obviously. He was before. He assumes they have to eat because Eisbech Achilas plus like all other mitzvahs achila. But that's a tremendous chiddush of the Safas Paneach of the Ragat Shavar in Tinyana, page 147, where he says you have the entire night to eat it. Good. Once we're talking about jail, right? Somebody was in jail. The Chashuk Echemed here discusses one or two cases about jail. Even before we get to him, is there ever a concept of jail in halacha? In halacha, is there any concept of jail? So there is one case. Mishnah Maseches Sanhedrin, the Kippah. The Mishnah Sanhedrin tells us, Pei Aleph Amid Beis, where we'll talk about what our Mishnah is referring to, a Jewish or a non-Jewish court. But the Mishnah says, Mishalaka Vishana, if somebody committed a crime and did it again. Bezdin machnisin osola kippa. Bezdin puts him into the jail and Bezdin feeds him saorin, the barley acha, creates him his bakas until his stomach explodes. It's like the male sota, right? Creates him his bakas. So that's what we do. That's what the Mishnah says. And the next Mishnah, and the context is, talks about which averos. But the next Mishnah says, "Ha'horig nefesh shalo be'edim, machnisin osola kippa." If somebody kills, but for technical reasons, they can't put him to death. But they know this guy's a rotzeach. There was a problem with the edim, whatever it is. So we put him into the kippa. U'ma'achilin oso, and we feed him lechet zara mayim lachatz. We feed him again these types of foods that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, so to speak, take care of him. There's a very important Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Rotzeach that we only do this for the avera of ritzicha. The Rambam says in the fourth parak of Hilchos Rotzeach, after he quotes the idea of kol elu haratzchanim, all of these murderers that there was a problem with the witnessing. You killed in front of two Edim without Asra. Or they saw Zeach or Zeh. Or Bezim basically knows, but there's a technicality. Kotzeros olachipa, and you feed him this type of food. Ache yitzru me ayin, rakab achidos o saorim, v'chulu. Okay, then the Rambam says, Vein osin davar zeh l'shar, m'chuy vei misas bezdin. Ela im nischayev misa, ma misin oso, v'meinach machayev misa potron oso. The usual rule is, if you can put him to death, fine, if not, not. What does the Mishnah say at the end of the first parak of Makkos? That Bezdin hardly put anybody to death. Once every 7 years, once every 70 years. So if there's a technicality, it's a technicality. But the Rambam says, you don't do the kippah, you don't throw him in jail for technical reasons, except here, as we'll see. Sha'af apishyesh avonos chamurin mishvichas damim, even though if you take it in a vacuum, there are sins that are more chamor than murder, right? Murder doesn't get skila. So there are sins more chamor than murder. Ein bahen hashchasas yeshuvo shel olam kishvichas damim. But there's nothing that destroys society more than murder. Chil Shabbos might, if you just look at it qua avera, it might be worse. But in terms of undermining, destroying the fabric of society, there's nothing worse than murder. Afilu avodah zarah, the ein tzarech lomar arayos o chilul Shabbos ein on kishvichas damim. Why? She'elu ha'avonos. He compares it even to arayos. Arayos is also undermining society, but not in the same way. She'elu avonos hein me'averos shimein adam lakadosh baruch hu. Aval shvichas damim ame'averos shimeino levein chaveiro. V'chol mi sheish bado avon zeh harehu rasha gamur. V'yein kol ha'mitzvah sha'asa kol yamav shkuma k'neged avon zeh. All the mitzvahs that he does cannot outweigh this. V'lo yatzilu oso min hadin shenemar adam ashuk bedam nefesh. That's a crucial Rambam Dala test in Hilchas Rotzeach. Right, this is murderers, a rasha gamur. Right, we know even in halacha, right, Rachmana Litzlan, let's say a kohen by accident kill somebody. Let's say he's in a car accident. It's a big shaila. Two days in the Shulchan Aruch about it. Even if he does tshuva, even if it's b'shoge, can he duchin? Rav Avadya again in the tshuva discusses, maybe there's a difference whether he was negligent or not, but either way, this is the one area, the one time in halacha where we have beis ha'asurim. Obviously, beis ha'asurim comes up in terms of getting out of jail before Chol HaMoed, but in terms of using jail, so that is the context, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, and that Rambam that says it uniquely by Ritzicha. The Chashuk Echemen mentions, and then we'll continue, the Chashuk Echemen mentions a case related to a Beis HaAsurim as follows. Sheila, Ruvain Yeshlo, it's not really a Beis HaAsurim, it's talking about Ganavim, who should get thrown in jail. He says, Ruvain has a factory, and he wants to set up an alarm so that Ganavim, if they come, the alarm will ring and the ganavim will run away. And the assumption is there might be some Jewish ganavim. The shaila is the davar hagun because you're going to be machshel a ganav to setting off the alarm? Right, so this is one of those questions that you know instinctually kind of what the answer is going to be. You know, it's not going to be my problem. He's trying to steal from me. He's coming onto my property. But either way, you got to work it out in halachic terms, the halachic framework, why it is. But that's the shaila. Do I have to worry about the chilul Shabbos that I'm causing? He's just trying to steal from me. But I'm going to cause him to be Mechal Shabbos by having the alarm go off. So he discusses the Gemara Baba Kama in Meruba by Karam Ravai. By Karam Ravai, if I have Ravai, I have to set markers out around to let everyone know what's Ravai, what's Arala. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says that's only during the Shemitah year. But during the rest of the Shemitah year, the language used, Halitail the Rasha V'yamus. Feed it to the Rasha and let him die. Meaning, it's not my problem. Says Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's his problem if he comes onto my field. So here too, it's his problem. Unless you say there's a difference because there he is, the chiyuv is, do I have to put something up to prevent him? Here I am actively putting something in place to cause him to set the alarm off. Either way, he goes back and forth, and Lamaisa, he says, it is going to be mutter because this has to do with his geneva. With his geneva. He's trying to steal. By trespassing, the alarm is going to go off. So I have no achrayas to protect him from averis in the avera that he is involved in. Ein anu mitzuvin lamano, shelo yasenu be'isr nosaf shechilu Shabbos. V'yadar abba, chasidus shel shtusi. It's foolish because I don't have to be give away all of my money. Either way, so this is the Chashuke Chemed here in Andaf Tzadi Aleph, Imsach. Okay, we continue. We go weiter. Amar Abba Bar Huna, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shanu, when do we say that you're allowed to shech the current Pesach on behalf of someone who's supposed to get out of jail that day? Lo Shanu Ela Beso Asurim De Akum. This is only by Beso Asurim De Akum. This is when, I'm sorry, that when we, as Rashi says, Lo Shanu De Ein Shochten Ala Chavesh Bifrei Atzmo. When do we say that that you're not allowed to have an entire group of these types of people on a Karan Pesach? That's only by Beis Asurin Da'akum. Avo Beis Asurin Yisrael, but a Bez Din, a Jewish Bez Din, and they say they're going to let them out, then Shochtem Bifrei Atzma. You can make them one group. You can make them in one group. Why? Kivan Da'afta Chinu Mafikle. Since a Jew said it, Mafikle, that we can trust if he's going to let him out. Tichsiv she'eris Yisrael lo yasu avla v'lo yidabru chazav. The remnant of Israel won't do avla, won't lie. A Jew is going to tell the truth. That is the Gemara. Again, one might say, any Jew is, how do you trust him? Every Jew has a chazakah that he's a neman. But here we're talking about Bezdin also. Bezdin also. So the Pasuk in Sfanya says, She'eris Yisrael, by Bezdin you can trust. What type of Bezdin are we talking about? Of a Jewish Bezdin? So Rashi has three deos. What type of Bezdin are we talking about? Number one, Rashi says, maybe it's a Bezdin, la kofo la hotzi isha psula. Maybe it's Bezdin holding a husband who is refusing to give a get, who has to give a get. Shanisha Psula, there's a problem with his marriage. So maybe that's the type of Bezdin that we're talking about. He's holding him, so we can assume that if Bezdin says they're gonna let him out, they're gonna let him out. Again, this relates to the well-known Gemara, and the Rambam even adds to it. Very unusual Rambam for the Rambam. The Gemara says, in Kiddushin and elsewhere, Kofin Osoachi Amarotzani. Even though there's not allowed to be a get me'useh, you can't force the husband halachically to give a get. But the Gemara says, if you jump on him and he says, okay, I want to give the get, Kofen also, until he says Rotsani, then that works. Ask the Rambam, it's a joke? Is a joke? Again, a well-known Rambam at the end of the second parak in Hilchas Gerushin. It's a well-known Rambam, but it's also well-known for the fact that the Rambam says it. This is very un-Rambam-like to say such an idea, but he says it, and he not only says it, he says it in Mishnah Torah, which is his halachic work. So ask the Rambam on this Gemara. Lama lo batel getzeh? How is this getting nullified? Shahari hu anus, bein biyad goyim, bein biyad Yisrael. Why isn't that? Says the Rambam as follows. She'ein omrim anus, when do we say anus that it's not a good get? Ela lami she'nilchatz, v'nidchak, la'asos davar, she'ein amuchuyim v'natar la'asoso. If I'm being forced to do something that the Torah doesn't tell me to do, like, whatever, I'm forced to eat treif. Says ones, I don't consider that as if I did it. Kugon misha huka osh at shemachar onasan. Or I am hit until I sell something, I give something, so then it's under duress and it doesn't count. Aval misha takfo yetsro hara. And if somebody's Yetzahara overtakes them, levatel mitzvah, o la asos aveira, to not to do a mitzvah, or to do an aveira, vahuka, and they're hit atcha asa davar, shachayav lasoso, until they're forced, till, and they hit them until they do it. O atcha nisrachik, midavar shas lasoso, or I stop doing the aveira, ein ze anus mimenu. This is not honest, ela hu anas atzmo, bidaito hara'a. He was minding himself. The Yetzirah was grabbing him and not letting him do what he really wants to do. What every Jew wants to do, which is follow the Dvar Hashem, the Pintel Yid, in each Jew that yearns and strives to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? That connection to Torah, right? It relates to the thought that many Achronim say on the Gemara in Maseches Nida about learning Kol HaTorah Kula in utero. And the question is asked, if we're going to forget it by the Malach anyways, why are we taught it? Because that learning Torah creates that innate connection that every Jew has with Hashem and with Torah. And that's this Rambam. Lefichach. Therefore, this one who doesn't want a divorce, me'achashu rotze lios miyisrael, he wants to be a Jew, rotzu lasos kol mitzvos, ula hisrachek minu haveros. The yitzro, who should talk for? The kivan shehuka ashatoshas yitzro, v'amarotzani, kfar giresh lirtzono. That is called rotzon, but that's day number one here in Rashi. Day number one is, what bezin are we talking about of Yisrael, where he's forced to divorce his wife? Or, number two, l'shalei mamon. Or what if bezin's holding it because he needs to pay? For whatever reason that might be. Inami, or the third day, Kid Tanya, as the Brisa says, in Ksubis, the case of the Torah, where somebody, Reuven hit Shimon, and Shimon is deathly ill, but we don't know how long it's going to take, and we don't know if Reuven is going to be liable. So that's what the Pasuk says, Im Yakum V'Salik V'Chutz, in Bishpatim, V'Chisal Al-Daitacha, I'm reading Rashi, Zem Malik Mashuk V'Zen Erag. What do you mean? Is there a Havamina that we're going to kill somebody who didn't kill somebody? The answer is, you hold him, and you're Chovesh him, and you put him in jail, so to speak, Achinir Mateyalov. So this actually is another example. We said the case of Kippah, this is a temporary level. So that's why I didn't give that example before. Either way, these are the 3 days in Rashi. What does it mean? Bezdin Asurin shall, Beis Asurin shall Yisrael. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says that the case where we wouldn't allow one group is only Bez Asurim to Akum, but Beis Asurim to Yisrael, we would allow. Amar Evchizda, Hada Amar Beis Asurim to Akum. That which we said, that a Bez Asurim of Akum, we would not shecht on his behalf. Lo Amar Nela Chutz Lebuchom Asbeis Pagi. This is only where there was the jail is outside the district of Yerushalayim, and therefore, if he doesn't get out, he's not going to be able to eat it, so we're not going to shecht on his behalf. But if it's closer than Beis Pagi, which is in Yerushalayim, now he's in Yerushalayim, shochten alav bifnei atzmo. Then he can shecht for him. Why? Because even if he doesn't get out of jail, he's going to be able to eat. My time. You don't have to be free. My time. Efshar da'am to live achlile. You can bring it to him. You can bring it to him. And therefore, even though he's in jail, still, he'll be able to, even if they backtrack on it, they'll still be able to do it. Good. Lefichach, weiter. It relates to that, right? He's going to be saying halach man, he's grabbing a whole seder, even though he's an Evan. But it's all in the attitude. I think we mentioned a couple of years ago, beautiful thought from Rabbi Ganak. Rabbi Ganak writes in one of his svarim, relating to, and we say halach ma'anya, what do we say? Hashata avdi l'shana abba b'nei chori. Hashata hacha, and l'shana abba b'arad Yisrael. Right, so what's the deeper message of that? So he gives the mashal. He says, and also he asks, how do we say this? Right, we're saying we're free, we're not free. We're still in Gullus, we're still in Shibud. So many people in the world want to get rid of us. So how do we say that with optimism and with looking forward? So he gives a mashal. He says, imagine somebody who's been in jail for 20 years, for 40 years, and he finds out he's getting out tomorrow. So in jail, what's he doing today? He's walking around, but he has a jump in his step, and he's excited. He's already free, even though he's still in jail. He's a Ben Chorin. What about somebody who's free, who knows tomorrow he's going in for 40 years? He's at home, but he's already a slave. He's already meshubed. So what do? At the beginning of the Seder, we say, Hashata, we know we're here now, but we have the attitude that we're going to be free. And if we have that attitude, then we're already free. We're already free, so maybe here too, right? The guy's going to still be in the jail, within Beis Pagi, but he can still have the Seder, and he eats the current Pesach, because he'll have the attitude of being a Ben Chorin. Second to last skinny line. L'fichach emira, v'chulu. If it came out that these people were pasul, they still are pater from Pesach Sheni because we at the time it was mesupik and it could have had the problem came up later. Amar Barbachana, Amar Yochanan, lo shanu el gal agul. When do we say that the exception to the rule, the last line of the Mishnah, that the mafakech begal case he's for sure tamei and he has to bring Pesach Sheni? because he obviously was ma'ahil on the mace. So the Gemara says that only applies if you have a circular area, which he went over, so he vadai, in this small area, was ma'ahil on this mace. Aval gal arach, but what if it's a long section, and maybe he was not ma'ahil on the mace? So patur milasas bezach sheni, ematar haya b'shash shchita, maybe he was not tamei at the time of the Shechita. So again, it's just common sense. Tani Nami Hachi, also, Reb Shimon ben Osher, Reb Yochanan ben Brok, Omer, Mefakech, Begal, Itim Pater, Itim Chayiv. If somebody is being Mefakech and uncovering a place with his heavy rocks where somebody might be under, sometimes Pater, sometimes Chayiv, and Petzach Sheni. Ketzad, Gal Agul, Venimseis Tuma Tachtov, Chayiv. If it's round, a small round area where he definitely went over, Chayiv, Gal Aruch, Venimseis Tuma Tachtov, Pater, Ematar, Hayib, Shash. So again, as long as we can be Mako, we try to be Mako, and he'll be Pater from Pesach Sheni. Period. Next Mishnah. Next halacha of Korban Pesach. Ein shochtin es haPesach al hayachid divrei Rabbi Yehuda. We don't shecht the Korban Pesach for one person. What if one person says, I could eat 35 kezesim? He's a really big guy, big appetite. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there's a special din daraisa. You're not allowed to shecht Korban Pesach for one person. No, you need more than one person appointed, nimnu, on each animal. Rabbi Yossi Matir, Rabbi Yossi says, no problem. And Rabbi Yossi continues and says, the opposite case, even if you have 100 people, if you have one person that can eat a kezayis, you can shecht the Korban Pesach for him. If you have 100 people and none of them can eat kezayis, you can't shecht the Korban Pesach for any of them, because you only shecht for somebody who can eat a kezayis. And also, we don't make groups of women, servants, and children. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. Lamaskar is going to be where we mix them up. That's what is not allowed, as we'll see. If you remember that from Bracha's days also, similar in terms of Zimun. Either way, Tana Rabbanon, says the Gemara, Minayin Shein Shochtan Es HaPesach Al HaYachid. How do we know, with the Tana of our Mishnah, that you don't shecht the Korban Pesach just for one person? Tam Lomar, Lo Sucha Lech Lizboach Es HaPesach Ba'achad. So we leave out the last word, Sha'arecha, but we darshan it like that. Don't shecht the Korban Pesach Ba'achad for one person. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yachid, the Yachol Ochlo, Shochtan Alav. If it's one person, but he could eat a kezayis, that's it. You shecht for him. Asara ve'en yachon lochlo, but if you have 10 people and none of them probably could eat a kezayis, ain't shochtan alayin, we don't shecht for them. So it all goes by the person. V'Reb Yossi, Reb Yossi who allows it, hai ba'achad my avilei, what does he do with that ba'achad if he doesn't use it to exclude one person? So he buy lay l'kid Reb Shimon kitatanya Reb Shimon Omer. He learns it for the following din: minayin lizoveach es pischa b'bamas yachid b'shas iser bamos shubalos. I say, how do I know if I shecht my Korban Pesach on a bamas yachid at the time of iser bamos? I get a los asay. I don't get kares, Rashi explains, but I violate a los asay if I shecht it on a bamas yachid at a time of a bama iser bamos. Time alomer lo sucha lizvach as a pasach biachad sharecha. Don't shecht the Korban Pesach at one of your gates, like the pashas of the pasach. Let's just finish and then we'll talk about Bamos again. Yochal Afeshas Heter Bamos King. You might think even at the time of Heter Bamos, at the time when you're allowed to shecht wherever you want. Why? It's still Usser. Why? Rashi explains you might have thought only Nedarim and Nedavos can be brought on Bamos, not a Korban Pesach, which is Mechuyav. Tamalor Bachad Sha'arecha. Lo Amru Ela Bishah, Shekol Yisrael Nechnasim Bishar Echad. The din only applies where all Bnei Yisrael come together in one shah. That means Aliyah L'Regel at a time when we're bringing it. V'Reb Yehuda Haiminale, where does he know that from? The halacha from of the Isser on Abamas Yachid. Tarti Shemas Mina, he learns both from the same pasuk. Ule Reb Yossi, Mimai De La Hachi Tukam Reb Shimon. According to Reb Yossi, how do we know that this is what the pasuk teaches me? It teaches the dinner of Reb Shimon and Bamos. Dilma Kitakam Reb Yehuda Hudasa. Maybe Reb Yehuda's right. Rashi says this isn't such a strong question. You could have just said, this is the Masor you got from his Rebbe. But it's kind of just leading into the answer. No. So have a mina like that. Taksiv ish lefi achlo. Each person. So you see, it could even be one person, according to Rabbi Yossi. Period. Just to review, we remember that the Isser of Bamos, right, there were six stages in history. The Mishnayos at the end of Masechet Zvachim describe the six stages of Jewish history in terms of Bamos. And that is, number one, right, from the beginning of time until the Binyan HaMishkan, people could give karbanos wherever they wanted. Adam, Noach, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, everybody, until the Mishkan was built, but Israel could bring Karbanos wherever they want. Once the Mishkan was built, the Ohel Moed and the Aron was put in there, Bamos became Ne'esar. As the Pasuk says, Ve'el Pesach Ohel Moed lo hevi'o, lakriv karban l'Hashem, lefnei Mishkan Hashem. Pasuk tells us in Vayikra Perek Yuzayin. So there's an Isser of Shchute Chutz by the Mishkan. So that was the second stage of history, when the Mishkan was built. This Isser went all the way until B'nai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. Right when they went into Eretz Yisrael, so there was no more structure of the Aron in the middle and all the Shvatim around, that structure was lost. They came to Gilgal. At the time of Gilgal, there was a Heter Bamos. Heter Bamos at the time of Gilgal, all the way until they came to Shiloh. When they came to Shiloh for the next 369 years, there was an Isser Bamos. Isser Bamos, because now they have the... And what defines a Mishkan versus, let's say, a Bama Gedola? A Mishkan has the Aron there. When Shiloh lost the Aron, when it was already Nishba by the Plishtim, then already there was it didn't have the status of Ohel Moed anymore. And now there's only Bama Gedola, there's a Heter Bamos. There might be a Bama Gedola in Shiloh or in Gilgal or in Nov, but there is no Isser of Bamos at that time. So again, by Shiloh there was an Isser Bamos. Once that was stage number four of history. Once Shiloh was destroyed or at least closed up and the Mishkan and the Aron left, so then there was a Heter Bamos all the way until Yerushalayim, until David brings the Aron back to Yerushalayim, and Shlomo HaMelech builds the Beis HaMikdash. So then there is no more Heter forever, no more Heter Bamos. So that is the six stages of history. Again, Bama Ketana and Bama Gedola, that's what our Mishnah is referring to. When there is a Heter of Bamos, you might think that you can, like the Reb Shimon said, that if you shecht, how do you get an Isser. It's a losaseh. So that's the pasuk. Right? You get an isser there. Okay, we continue. Oh, just one other. All right, the meshachachma. Whenever bamos come up, it's nice to mention the meshachachma who tries to make shalom. You know the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban quotes at the beginning of the Yikra in terms of the tam for karbanos. The Rambam in the Mar Nevuchim writes that karbanos are a lot about sur meirah. To prevent people from doing Avodah Zarah. People are going to worship in this way anyway, so you might as well channel it to God. And the Ramban says, oy, I can't even believe that. Why? Because Adam and Noach, even before Avodah Zarah was around, people gave karbanos. And Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, so much just to be anti-Avodah Zarah, which is the most popular reason that the Rambam gives for mitzvahs in Mora Nevuchim. So many mitzvahs, the Rambam says, anti-Avodah Zarah, so many. But the Ramban says, no, there are positive secrets about karbanos, and it's not just relating to anti-Avodah Zarah. The Meshach Chachma, on the first page, in his introduction to Sefer Vayikra, he says, I want to make shalom between these Gedolei Olam. It depends on karbanos of Abama and karbanos of the Beis HaMikdash. Karbanos of the Beis HaMikdash, that's the Ramban. Right? There's something positive, special elements to it inherently. Karbanos of Abama, so that's Laharchik Avodah Zarah, Milavavos Am Yisrael. They see everybody else bringing, so they could bring a karban, but it's got to be to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is, again, it's better if you didn't need to. But if you do it, so then it's allowed here. And that's why the Gemara says in Adarim Chav Beis, he says beautifully, that if somebody makes a neder, it's as if they built a bama. What does a bama have to do with a neder? A neder is where you need extra protection. So you make a neder on yourself. That's a bama. It's about the extra protection like the Rambam's svara. Okay, then he talks about, relates this to other issues. Feel free to look there in the beginning of Vayikra. Okay, we continue. Rami Leirav Ukva Bar Chidina Mi Parizna Lerava Mi Amar of Yehuda In Shoktas HaPesach Al Yachid. Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that you can't shut the Karan Pesach on an individual V'raminhu? But the Brisa says, Isha. So now already this Amud we're coming up to is going to get our feet wet into Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Isha, Berishon, Shokhtan Aleha B'fnei Atzma. But the Brisa says, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, that a woman, you could shech just for one woman, Karban Pesach Rishon. U'b'sheni, Osa Zatfil Al-Acherim. Div Rabbi Yehuda. But Pesach Sheni she's got to be with, because there's a secondary type of Chiyav. But either way, what do you see from there? Even one person according to Rabbi Yehuda. Doesn't mean b'fnei atzma, it means b'fnei atzman, plural, a lot of women. A lot of women you could shech for. But what do you mean? Isn't our Mishnah the other line of the Mishnah against that? Do we make a chabur that's all women? V'hatznan. Ein osim chaburas nashim v'avadim uktanim. So my lav nashim luchudayu. Va'avadim luchudayu, uktanim luchudayu. Doesn't that mean women, servants, and children each separately? Isn't that what the Mishnah is talking about? And that's what's us or no? Amar Leilo, Nashim Avadim Uktanim. No, it means overlaps and groupings. Nashim Avadim cannot be together Mishum Tiflus, because of Tznius. Ktanim Avadim, Mishum Pritzusa. Ktanim Avadim, because of Pritzus, Rashi says Mishkav Zachar. But either way, it means different types of people in the same group. But if it's all the same type, no problem. So really, that Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda never said one person, a group of people, just change it to the plural. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Gufa, Isha Barishon Shochtin Aleha Bifnei Atzma Ubisheni. 3 days in the Brisa, and we're going to talk about each one. And again, this is going to relate to what we're going to talk about in the next parak. Isha Barishon Shochtin Aleha Bifnei Atzma. Isha on Pesach Rishon by herself. Bifnei Atzma Ubisheni, and we said that means Bifnei Atzman. Okay, Ubisheni Osrosat Felachirim Div Rabbi Yehuda. But the Sheni on Pesach Sheni, they could do it, but they got to be with others also. Rabbi Yosi Omer Isha Bisheni Shochtin Aleha Bifnei Atzma. Rabbi Yosi says no. Even Pesach Sheni, the woman can be by herself. Vein Tzorach L'Amar Rishon. Rabbi Yossi seems to say Pesach Rishon is just like Pesach Sheni for women. Rabbi Shimon Omer, the opposite extreme. Isha Barishon, Oser Asat Tefillah L'Acherim. Isha, even a Pesach Rishon, she cannot be with just other women. Right? She's got to be Tefillah to others. B'Sheni in, Ein Shochtin Aleha Kol Iker. And Pesach Sheni, she's totally Mufkafra. So B'Maika Miflagi, what's this Machlokas about? The 3 days, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yossi. What's the Machlokas about in terms of women's Chiyav in Pesach Sheni? So B'Maika Miflagi, Rabbi Yehuda, it's all based on Psukim. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, B'michsas nefashos, it says by Pesach Rishon, V'afilu nashim, it says nefashos, all souls. I mean, even women are included in the Pesach Rishon. V'chitema ihachi afilu b'sheni nami, so why don't you say the same thing by Pesach Sheni? K'siv chet'o yisa ha'ish ha'hu. Ha'ish ha'hu, he became tameh. Ish in ishalo, so it says ish, so we exclude women. V'chitema ihachi afilu t'fela nami b'sheni lo. So if women are excluded, they should be nothing on Pesach Sheni? No. Ahani k'chol chukas ha'pesach l'tfela ba'alma. The pasuk that says Pesach Sheni is patterned after Pesach Rishon makes women included at least on a secondary level. That's all Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi included them totally. My time, dechsev barisha b'michsas nefashos v'yafilu isha v'ksev b'pesach sheni v'nechrosa ha-nefesh ha-himi Yisrael. Nefesh afilu nashim. Again, nefesh, even women. V'el ha-cheto yisah isha hu l'mute ma'is. What did they use that pasuk for that says a man by Pesach Sheni? L'mute katan mikareis. To exclude a katan from kareis. That is even, if a katan doesn't bring Pesach Sheni, he's patan from kareis. That is all the second day of Rabbi Yossi. Stop there for a minute. Tosfos asked the obvious question. What do you need a pasuk for to tell me that a katan is patan from kareis? Of course he's patan from kareis. He's not chayav in mitzvahs. Teima asked Tosfos. So he says, this is the case. This is the perfect bar mitzvah pshetel, where a katan becomes a gadol between the two Pesachs, right? Like this relates to the Sfiras Omer Shaila. But it's, a kid becomes a gadol. So you might have thought, well, he's a gadol by the time Pesach Sheni comes around. If he doesn't do Pesach Sheni, he's chayav kares. Kamash malan, no, desheni tashlumin derishonu. We're going to have to get back to that lashon in the next parak. There's a machlokas tanam about that. But says Tosfos here, maybe that's the chiddush. If Sheni is just makeup of the first, so if you were not mechuyev in the first, there's no way that you can get kares for the second. That is Tosfos. The Rishash points out, even though other achronim and Tosfos might not even say it, you don't have to say he's not mechuyev in Pesach Sheni. Just say he's not chayev kares in Pesach Sheni. But he could be mechuyev in Pesach. Could be mechuyev in Pesach Sheni. There is an important Rambam related to this. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Karbanos, and Reb Chaim talks about this Rambam. The Rambam says, "V'chein katan shehigdil bein shnei psachim." If you have a katan that became a gadol, chayavin lasas Pesach Sheni. He's got to do Pesach Sheni. That's what our Gemara says. But then the Rambam adds, "What if he did Pesach Rishon? What if he was shechted Pesach Rishon for this katan? Potter, he does not have to do Pesach Sheni." Wow. The Kesef Mishnah says, "Hiksha atu katan bar chiyuva p'turahu." What are you talking about? The katan is potter. How can you suggest that a katan would be yotze with Pesach Rishon? He says the katan and the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Mari Kirkus. The kivan the Rachmana Rabbi the katan shishchitu alav ummanin oso niftahu b'kachman hasheni. Doesn't really explain. It just says because the Torah includes it, it's included. Says Reb Chaim explaining. Pesach is different than matzah. Pesach is a family mitzvah, so to speak. It's celebes avos, celebayis, and even though the katan, it doesn't have a chiyuv, but he has a kiyum. And therefore, once he's mekayim it, that even when he becomes a gadol later on, it's recognized even on a d'oraisa level. That's the chiddush. Even on a d'oraisa level, he did the mitzvah. Eina mufkam me'etzem adinim. V'mei p'tur mi'mitzvahs ha-pesach, avo mikol makom, b'nei karban pesach ninhu, u'psachim karav alehen, v'ole lohem l'shem pesach, k'chol ha-karbanos, sh'olo l'ba'alehem. And that's the Rambam, that he's potter from Pesach Sheni, but if he they did Pesach Rishon for him, he was mekayim it, and therefore he's going to be potter. Unlike matzah. Unlike matzah, for example, where he's, there's no kiyum for a katan on a daraisa level of eating matzah. But Karban Pesach is unique. That's an important Reb Chaim based on the Rambam in Hilchos Karban Pesach. We continue, though, now with the third day. For Rabbi Shimon, who said women don't even do Pesach Rishon normally. Ksiv Barishon Ish. Ish in Ishalo. By Pesach Rishon, it says the word Ish. We'll see where. So they should be excluded even from just latching on. No, the word Nefashos includes for them to be secondary at least. B'sheni nami. So what about B'sheni too? Mi'ei rachmana B'sheni. Dechsev chato yisoh ha'ish. Ish in Ishalo. Right? So B'sheni, they're also excluded from. So mimayka mimayle, what are they excluded from? Imi chiyuv hashta barishon lo b'sheni mi boy. If they're excluded from Pesach Rishon, of course Pesach Sheni. So what is Pesach Sheni excluding? Elala mitfeila. So it must be that Pesach Sheni they can't even be secondary. Pesach Rishon they can be nitfal, and Pesach Sheni they can't even be nitfal. Period. That's the explanation of the three days. Umay ish takam Reb Shimon. Just clearing up a little bit. Reb Shimon said Pesach Rishon has the word ish, which excludes isha. Where's the pasuk about ish by Pesach Rishon? That ish is already used up. Da'amar ish zoche ve'in katan zoche. A man can be zoche, not a katan. Right? A katan, there's no principle of zechia by a katan. If a katan takes something on behalf of somebody else, it doesn't work. So Rashi says, ve'in katan zoche de'ein nasa shliach. He can't be a shliach. He can't have zechiah. Rashi is implicitly saying, and Tosfos explicitly says it. Well, there's a huge topic, Rashi and Tosfos both say, and that is the relationship between zechiah and shlichus. Shlichus means I appoint somebody to be a shliach. Zechiah is not that way. There's zachin la'adam shlobafanav. I never appointed him, but he's doing something on my behalf. So how close are those two principles? That is a major machlokas. Rashi and Baalei Tosfos all over. In Kiddushin, in Gittin, in Bamitzia, and the Ran. The Ran crosses paths here. He's the only Chachmei Sfara that agrees with Rashi and Tosfos. They say they're related. Zachiyem itam shlichus. And that's why Tosfos here says, what do you need a pasuk for? That a katar can't be zochei. He's excluded from shlichus. So, of course he's excluded from Zachiyah. And then Tosfos says, and if you want to say, well, this is the source for that, that's not true. Because you might say in general he can't be Zoche, but maybe by the principle of, this is Tosfos also in the middle, Da'as Acheres Makne, where somebody is pushing it into the Katan's hands, maybe that would work. Meaning, if a Katan finds something on the floor, it's not his Da'araisa. But maybe if somebody is giving or selling to the Katan, Bali Tosfos say that could work on a Da'araisa level, even by a Katan. So Tosfos ends up being somewhat bothered by this makar, but he ends up accepting this. What the Gemara says, that katan is excluded. So therefore, you can't learn that word ish to exclude women. Again, that is a major topic, zechiah and shlichas. It is a beautiful ksos. If you never saw it, I highly recommend it in Reish Mem Gimel, where the ksos discusses, are you allowed to give a kohen katan pidyon haben? Can he be zoche it? Das acheres makne. I'm pushing it into his rishus. Do you really need a kinyan? Maybe he's getting it on behalf of all of the kohanim. There are many different issues discussed in Nexos. And Reish Bem Gimel Dalid, feel free to view it over Yontif. The Elah may ish lefi achlo. Okay, back to the Gemara. So it's a different ish. Ish lefi achlo. So now the Gemara says, really? Hamid Rabbi Yossi, savalak Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon, nami savalak Reb Yossi. If Reb Yossi holds like Reb Shimon, this Reb Shimon, so we assume it goes both ways. And on Amud Aleph, we use that pasuk up already. Vahumi bayalei de shoftas abezach ala yachid. Ish lefi achlo. So again, the pasuk is not free. Amar lacha, imke nichle rachmana lefi achlo. My ish, shvamina tarti. So it's an extra word, so you learn both. Period. Last section. Kaman Azla Hadam Rabbi Elazar. Who agrees with Rabbi Elazar? Who says as follows? Isa Barishon Chova B'Sheni Rishus Vidoch Es HaShabbos. The first Pesach woman is a Chova, and the second one it's a Rishus, but it's Doch HaShabbos. What does that mean? I Rishus Amai Doch Es HaShabbos. Ela Ema Switchin B'Sheni Rishus Barishon Chova Vidoch Es HaShabbos. right? Karban Pesach is Dochah Shabbos even for a woman. Kimman, Kerab Yehuda, because Yehuda holds that women are the same chiyuv as men on Pesach Rishon, from B'michsas Nefashos. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Osin Chabura Shekula Gerim. We don't make a Chabura that's all Gerim. Why? Fascinating line. Shemi Yedaktiku Bovi Yeveel L'Dei Psol. Maybe they're going to be so medaktik, and they're going to passel it. Meaning they're going to be so machmir, and so medaktik. We find this sometimes by Gerim, sometimes by people who, right, if we don't know, if we haven't grown up with a balanced view of things, even Bali Tshuva sometimes, you just go to an extreme, because one is more machmir than one has to be. One has to be machmir when one's supposed to be machmir, and one's not supposed to be machmir when one's not supposed to be machmir. So again, the Gemara here says, maybe they'll be too machmir, and they'll just throw out the whole Karban Pesach. Is this Nah? Is it Mevushal? Maybe it's not Sli enough? Tosfos wonders, he says, you find other Gemaras just the opposite. The Gerim are less machmir about things. Less machmir about things, Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Chulin. But either way, Tosfos says, sometimes yes, sometimes not. You find Chazals in both directions. Okay, last section. Tanu Rabbanan. Just like the end of yesterday's Amud Aleph, we had a discussion about the relationship of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. Here's number two. So we got to remember all these Gemaras when we get to Arvei Pesachim. Tanu Rabbanan, Pesach, Umatzah, Umaror. Barishon chova mikan veilach rishus chiyav on Pesach Rishon and rishus on Pesach Sheni. Rabbi Shimon Omer banashim chova banashim rishus. Men have a chiyav, women have a rishus. What is that referring to? Reb Friedman's line. Ahai koi ilema a Pesach. Is that referring to Karban Pesach? That the rest of Pesach is a rishus. Pesach l'shivim miika. There is no such thing as Karban Pesach on the rest of Pesach. Elavah matzah umarer. Must be referring to matzah and marer. That women do not have a chiyav on matzah and marer even on the first night, according to Rabbi Shimon. Ema seifa, Rabbi Shimon Omer, banashim chova, banashim rishus, v'chi les leilu Rabbi Shimon, hada Omer, balazar, noshim chayavos, bachilas matzah dvar Torah. Women have to eat matzah daraisa. Shenei amar lo socha lalav chameitz, shivas yevim, tocha la matzos, the hekish. Koshi yeshno bebal tocha chameitz, yeshno bekom achol matzah. Vahani noshim, ho v'yeshno bebal tocha chameitz, yeshno bekom achol matzah. Of course women have to eat matzah. What's Rabbi Shimon talking about? Ella, you're right, it's not referring to matzah. Ella, Ema, Pesach Matzah Umarer Barishon Chova Mikan VeElech Rishus Reb Shimon Omer Pesach Barashim Chova Barashim Rishus. So it's only about Pesach. Big discussion here in the Achronim is what about? So what does it say? The rest is Rishus. So is there any kiyum of eating matzah after the first night? So as we know, the first night is a chiyuv, right? Tesvav, Tesvav. And Be'erev Tochlu Matzos, we relate it to Sukkos, Habalena Latova. But the question is, what about the rest of Pesach? So everybody quotes the Chizkuni and Perek Yud Beis and Shmos and the Vilna Gaon, but it's really a Chizkuni that say every morsel of matzah that you eat the entire Pesach is a Kiyum Mitzvah. There's no Chiyuv to eat matzah, but there's a Kiyum Mitzvah. And that's why in the Maisa Rav they report that the Gra ate Shalashuddis on the last day of Pesach. Not because he held like the Rambam every yontif to eat shalashuddis, but he says, "Va'yimachabev ma'od mitzvah achilas matzah kol shiva." Or beyond of Achron, haya ochel suuda shlishus afa bishlah haya ochel shalosh suudos bishar yontif v'bnei chavivas mitzvahs achilas matzah shezmano holichlo. That's it. But right afterwards, he went and bought a beer to make Abdullah, to make sure everybody knew that he was only doing it l'shei mitzvah. That's the day, as we know, the last day of Pesach is when Chasidim, Misnagdim, everybody has Shalom and Achdus. Because there's Sudash Mashiach and the Gra, everybody has an extra meal on the last day of Pesach in order to get one more mitzvah of matzah. A big shaila, though, and that's in Yonah Dioma, that's this daf is on Sukkos, why is it that every time we walk into a sukkah, we say Leishei Basukkah, when we eat, while every time we eat matzah, even if it's a kiyum, we don't have to sit in a sukkah, we can eat apples all day, while in a sukkah, we make a bracha each time, but by Pesach, we don't. Why is that? So that's the Baal Amor. We'll get to this again later in the Masechta, but the second to last Baal Amor in the Masechta, Tzav Chav Vav Mabez, to Chav Zayinam Aleph in the Dafi Arif, this says the Baal Amor. Well, really, you could survive without matzah the whole rest of Yontif. You could just have apples and other things. Masha'enki in a sukkah, you can't survive without a sukkah, because you have to sleep. You want to say you'll eat a rye, but you have to sleep. Masha'enki in besukkah, she'en yocholama below she'ena gimel yamim, v'chayev lishan besukkah, ulatayoba. And that's why sukkah is different than matzah. Just to end with the stechemed. If you have a stechemed, he has a couple of pages, Kedarka Bakodesh, in the seventh volume, Chelek Zion, starting with page 405, where he quotes that he heard in his town, somebody pointed out to him, that everybody in his town were making Aleph Hilas Matzahs the whole Pesach. So he put out an email. He says, put it up in all the shuls. Said, put an announcement. Don't do this. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. You can't do that. And he has a whole back and forth. Is there any idea that the Gra, the Chizkuni, all of those types of people, would they have made an Aleph Hilas Matzah the rest of Pesach? Just like Shechit is a Rishus. But if you do it, you make a bracha. Maybe it's so do a matzah. But he's not, he screams and he proves it many, many times over that we don't do this. He even quotes beautifully one of the Achronim who suggests that even if you say there's a mitzvah of matzah the rest of Pesach, it's not per se. It's be'erev tochlu matzos. The eating of the matzah is just a reflection and a showing that we're rejecting chametz. That's what it is. The first night you have a chiti matzah as a matzah. But the rest of Pesach, you know why you eat matzah? Because they're eating matzah, you're showing you're not eating challah. If you just eat apples, you're not really showing that demonstratively. But here, lokal, yochal, right, not eating treif either. But how do you show you're not eating chametz by eating matzah? Ulam b'mitzvahs lotochal chametz havi mitzvah laharos befoal ki yimna milecho v'zelo havi rakim yochal pas v'lo yochal chametz b'zen nikar shemekayim alos haseim b'negzeres hamelech ki yim lo yochal pas nuchal lomar ki lo yirtzah atzal pas lecho v'im kim shapir havi mitzvah b'chol shiva. But you don't make a bracha on that if it's just showing that I'm rejecting chametz. Okay, either way, this is an interesting discussion. B'ez Hashem, we will have to pick up with this next time when we get into the last amud of the 8th and the first amud of the 9th. Okay, we'll stop here.